Hello and welcome to The Print Pod, our daily podcast of the big news story. This is Neelam Pandey, Senior Associate Editor at The Print. And today I will discuss how there has been a change in Varun Gandhi's stance from being critical of the Modi government to showering praises on him. He was among the few Bharatiya Janata Party MPs who came out in support of protesting farmers, demanded action against party colleague Ajay Mishra Teni in the aftermath of the Lakhimpur Kheri incident, and criticized policy of his own party's government, including on burning issues like unemployment, economy, among others. But 2024 seems to have softened Pilibhit MP Varun Gandhi. The 43-year-old, a vocal critic of the policies of the Modi government at the centre and the Yogi Adityanath-led government in Uttar Pradesh, last week thanked Modi for the developmental work undertaken in his parliamentary constituency. Since December last year, Gandhi has refrained from making any statement that might be seen as critical of the BJP government in the state or at the centre. This was preceded by him showering praise on his grandmother, Indira Gandhi, calling the former Prime Minister a true leader who did not take sole credit for victory, a reference to the 1971 war that culminated in the liberation of Bangladesh. However, by February this year, Varun Gandhi was seen reaffirming his support for the BJP and Modi, even commending the government for its recommendation to the President to confer the Bharat Ratna on former Prime Minister Chaudhary Charan Singh and P.V. Narasimha Rao, as well as agriculture scientist M.S. Swaminathan. Speaking to The Print, a senior party leader said these past few years, Varun has been highly critical of the Yogi and Modi governments, but suddenly, this year in 2024, he has toned down the criticism and has reposted PM Modi's tweet about winning the 2024 Lok Sabha elections and also thanked him for carrying out developmental work in his constituency. On 26 February, Prime Minister Narendra Modi virtually launched the Amrit Bharat Station scheme, under which the central government will redevelop 554 railway stations, including in Meerut, Bulandshahr and Pilibhit, which fall under the ambit of Northeastern Railway. Gandhi took to X and thanked Modi for laying the foundation stone for the new railway station in Pilibhit. Gandhi attended the event in person, while PM Modi addressed it virtually. And I quote, Honorable Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi ji today laid the foundation stone under the scheme of Amrit Bharat Station and 2 RUB level crossing number 161 and 162 in my Lok Sabha constituency through video conferencing. I and my Pilibhit family express gratitude to the Prime Minister, unquote, Gandhi wrote in a post on X. According to a senior BJP functionary from Uttar Pradesh, many were surprised at the fact that Gandhi shared the stage with local party leaders at the event. And one of the leaders said that despite being a BJP MP for the last 4 years, Gandhi and District BJP President Sanjeev Pratap Singh were hardly seen together on the same stage. This coming together, he says, indicates a lot of things ahead of the Lok Sabha elections. The program, said a BJP functionary from Pilibhit, was organized by the local unit and an invite was extended to Gandhi, who represent the program, said a BJP functionary from Pilibhit, was organized by the local unit. And an invite was extended to Gandhi, who represents the constituency, as has been the practice. Speaking to The Print, he said, we were quite surprised when we saw him at the venue in the past. He has not attended such programs of the state unit, though at his own level, he used to interact with the people from his constituency. Not only did Varun Gandhi attend, but he shared the stage with the functionaries too, the senior leader told The Print. He also praised PM Modi, something which he had not done for quite some time, he added. Another party leader said, we give respect to our leaders and he is a BJP MP, so we treated him in the same manner. But he said, we are witnessing a change in him, but what all of this means and what it will translate into is something the central leadership would know. The BJP, which Saturday declared its first list of 195 candidates for the Lok Sabha polls, is yet to announce its candidate from the Pilibhit seat. Many in the party had indicated that Varun Gandhi was unlikely to be fielded a fourth time from the seat. Varun and mother Menaka Gandhi, a former union minister, joined the BJP in 2004. In 2009, Varun contested his first Lok Sabha election from Pilibhit and has retained the seat since. In 2013, he was appointed National General Secretary of the party by Rajnath Singh. By 2021, Varun Gandhi had come out in support of farmers demanding a withdrawal of the three farm laws. Many had at that time termed his outburst a reaction to his non-inclusion in the union cabinet, which was expanded in July 2021. However, interesting to note though is that his endorsement of the farmers' agitation came months before the crucial assembly election in Uttar Pradesh, where the Yogi Adityanath-led BJP government was hoping for a second term. In October that year, both Varun and Menaka were dropped from the National Executive, the party's top decision-making body, following his calls for justice in the Lakhimpur Kheri case, in particular action against Union Minister Ajay Mishra Teni, whose son Ashish is among those accused of running over a group of protesting farmers with their car. However, party sources said, unlike others, Gandhi has always refrained from making any personal comments against Modi or Yogi Adityanath. A senior BJP leader said, Gandhi has an academic bent of mind and holds independent views on economic issues. He has never made any personal comments against PM or any senior party leaders, and even on ideological terrain, he has followed the party line, the leader added. A close aide of Varun Gandhi said he has been winning from Pilibhit since 2009, and the BJP, which goes by winnability, is aware of that. He further said that a few months back earlier, media reports had suggested that Gandhi was unlikely to contest, and then some BJP leaders met the senior leadership and suggested someone else contesting from the seat, to which the leadership asked whether they could beat him. And this alone, the leader said, shut them up. For now, a UP BJP functionary said, another issue that remains to be resolved is whether both Varun and Mother Menaka, the BJP MP from Sultanpur, will be fielded this time round, given the BJP's self-imposed one family, one ticket rule. He said both Varun and Menaka have not lost a single election. In 2024, when the party wants to better its tally, it will be significant to see who it will field, the leader added. This is Neelam Pandey, Senior Associate Editor at The Print, bringing you this podcast. Do listen to the best news analysis from The Print's table every day. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.